This is the P1 podcast for January 30th, 2009. It's like pulling into the barrels and getting pitted, dude.
What's the song called?
Sleep Now is a Fire. I hate my life. Welcome to episode 22 of the P1 podcast. I'm Quimby.
Might as well be P1 Tardy, P1 Sleeping, P1 Miss the Arm. That's me. Hi. Let's get all the jokes in now, shall we?
P1 Narcolepsy.
P1 Calling Sick. P1 Fail. Again. Hi. How you doing? That's me. P1 Retard. I like that one.
I got P1 Tardy.
P1 Tard. Just Tard. Because I'm a Tard. Yeah. And apparently paparazzi blew me up this morning. That's what I woke up to, was paparazzi calling me on the phone.
The worst.
Yeah. 6:22 this morning. That's what I woke up to. And I answered the phone, and I looked at it, and then I just hung up and just freaked out. Great day. Great day. So, episode 22, we're more than legal now. 13 years, and we can be president. Right, Danny? Right? Right?
You still get to have.
Okay. Wait, 22 plus 13 is 35.
Yeah.
Okay, then I win! Yay! What I win. Hand to the head. Ooh! Okay, well, so yay! It's a...
Alarm clock.
We are the P1 podcast. We are a roundtable of fans of the Mikey Show. You can join us every other week when we do the podcast on Stickam, or you can go to p1site.com and hit the link on top that says live. We love having you guys here in for the chat room and to hang out and listen to all our antics and shenanigans and how much of a failure I am on a week-to-week basis. It's pretty nice. Danny would agree. I love it. So it is four of us, plus we have a guest this week. His name is?
That would be P-H-I to the L-Y in the hizzy.
Yes, P1's Billy Silas. He has joined us today, and we love him. We love him.
Love him so much.
But the regular contributors to the show. Oh, what now, hey. Philly? Gosh, he has more to say. Go figure.
Hold on. I do have a request since I just got here. Quimby, do you have the new Beyonce single laying around?
Oh my gosh. No, yeah. Beyonce jokes. Sorry. Nice. Have to listen to it every weekend at 9:33. Joy of my life.
You don't like that request?
That booty's so fine.
Well, I'm a single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. Shut up, Beyonce. I hate you. Anyways, it's four regular contributors, myself, and we have P1 Daddy.
Hello.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi.
TFF.
Hi.
Forever.
Hi.
And ever. Mm-hmm. We made bracelets.
No.
Danny wears his on his ankle.
No.
Because it's cute.
No.
We also have our friend, P1 Kung Fu. Hiya!
Hiya!
What's up, girl? We'll be talking with her a little later on her experience. She won P1 Trivia and quite possibly one of the quickest trivias ever.
I rocked it.
Good job. 6 months.
Yep.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
And we also have the great, the one I love to hate. His name is P1 Spacefoot. All hail! Hear, hear! Here he comes now, ladies and gentlemen, with sound and ropes. So. So, anybody else want to take any cheap shots in now while they still can?
No, I'll stick them in later.
Okay, sounds good.
So, I came to the podcast today, and I was so scared I was late. So, but actually, I was early, so It all worked out.
The jokes are actually funnier if you just like do them as opposed to just getting them all out of the way now. It's best to space them out in
increments.
Okay, I can live with that. This is my penance because Yeah. Made a lot of people mad today. Apparently this is not the time to be making mistakes like this at Clear Channel.
Mistakes like what?
Like not showing up to work.
Oh, you did that?
When Boston Rob tells you, hey, no, you know what? We don't need you after all. Whatever. I hate my life. So, Danny. Let's catch up with Danny real quick. Danny was a movie watching freak last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. As said on this podcast, he would not go see Gran Torino because what did you say about Clint Eastwood? What was that again that he said? He's a crappy actor.
I never said that, but I agree with that statement.
I wish we could pull that clip. So, what'd you think of the two movies? Tell us what they were and what you thought.
I saw The Wrestler and Gran Torino.
And?
They were good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you like about Gran Torino?
Well,
what'd you learn, Danny?
I learned a lot of new slurs for Asian people, black people, Mexican people.
Oh, why don't you share the black slings with Philly
right
now?
Right.
Yeah, why don't you tell Philly what you're going to call behind his back?
Whatever.
He's a Negro.
I'm sure whatever Clint Eastwood has said in one movie doesn't compare to the hundreds of years of stuff that we've gotten, so I think I'm good.
Okay. What about the Mexican stuff?
What about it?
You're Mexican. You can say the Mexican things.
They just use the regular terminology.
What's that?
What back? Beater?
Yeah. Stuff like
your
that.
Mexican-ness is what defines you.
That's what I call you.
The Asian ones were pretty bad, though.
Oh, no.
Because that's the neighborhood that he lives in is all Asians.
Oh, is it in Southern California by any chance?
I don't know.
Maybe Mira Mesa?
No.
I don't know, because I've heard of all Mira Mesa, too. What about The Wrestler, though? Did you enjoy Marissa Tomei's boobs? I want to know.
Dude, like Eddie said, I don't know why she won an award for being naked the whole movie.
My dad didn't understand how she got nominated for an Oscar.
I do not get it. It's like, I'm going to take my clothes off and win an award.
Yeah, my parents saw that.
Do not save that clip.
I'm saving that clip.
Do not save that clip.
My parents saw it, and he said the whole time, like, the camera, you got to know the back of Mickey Rourke's head very well.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. For the first, first 2 to 3 minutes, it's an over the shoulder shot.
Man, I really wish he would fight Chris Jericho.
He's gonna do it.
It's so sick. He used to be a boxer.
It's already set up. You don't think so?
They just canceled it.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
No, his spokesperson said that they aren't gonna do it, but they already went to the production of setting up a storyline on WWE Raw.
That's
all that
dumbest
junk
thing I've ever heard.
Like, why would you spend millions of dollars setting up a storyline and doing all that just to cancel it?
Chris Jericho's going to take this guy apart.
Oh, I know. Well, wrestling's fake, dude.
Yeah.
It is.
So if he wins, I'm like, whatever.
Okay, we're talking about how this can't be any worse than...
Danny's shoving the microphone in his nose.
Okay, I don't need my nose hairs trimmed, dude. Relax. This can't be any worse than Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow that one year.
Yeah, that's true.
Huh?
It can't be any worse than that. Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow. I don't remember
Lawrence Taylor.
What?
It
up.
Are you serious?
Yes. Huh?
Do you not know who Lawrence Taylor is?
Yeah, I know who he is. The original LT.
Correct.
Yeah.
And? They.
Who's Bam Bam?
He's a very large man. Bald.
You fought Bam Bam?
Yeah, Bam Bam was an old wrestler.
Huh?
In the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, interesting.
Anyway.
Okay, moving on. P1 Kung Fu.
What up?
P1 Kung Fu.
What up?
All right, girl. So, first off, let's get this out of the way. You were at the WEC fight, correct?
Yes.
And talk about it.
Oh, my goodness. It was my first fight, and I didn't wear a slutty dress.
Oh, good job.
So, I went with Ashley's suggestions, but it was crazy. I felt so bad for Jans Pulver because I was rooting for him after his interview on the Mikey show, and then they come out and Faber just knocked him out in 30 seconds.
Whoa!
It was done.
That's great.
It was so brutal.
Was there a lot of blood?
There wasn't a lot of blood, no.
Dang it.
Mm-mm. I was kind of disappointed with that, but...
That's my favorite part of MMA, is the blood.
Yeah.
Blood all over the mat.
But the championship fight with Varner and Cowboy was the one where he kneed him illegally. There was a lot of blood in that one.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
This sounds like fun. And then secondly, girlfriend, I cannot believe after only listening to the Mikey Show for 6 months, you won trivia.
I know.
6 months, 2 years.
Dude.
No.
Congratulations.
I know. I was very proud of myself.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it. I feel legit now. I feel like...
Right on.
You know, part of the crew. So...
Yeah, they hooked... You're very good. I had to think for a second. How many siblings does Ashley have again? Yeah. My mom didn't know that. She's like, zero, right?
But I knew that because she's friends with me on Facebook. So, and I look at her pictures and stuff.
Hi, Cheryl.
Stalker.
I am. What can I say?
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. And
and the food. There was like, they triple booked. So we had California Comfort Bar and Grill, Mondo's, and House of Blues. I was stuffed.
Oh.
Ashley and I had like 5 plates each. We were like ready to have a competition right then and there.
Oh, man.
I wish you were there too.
I'm an idiot.
Aww.
Oh, I hate my life. Well, Space Boy. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So you were out of town for a little while.
Yeah, I went to Ohio.
Whoa.
Ohio.
It snowed the first day I was there.
I'm sorry?
Really?
What? I went to Ohio.
Oh,
there's
no,
nothing
I just
wrong
said, I'm sorry.
With Ohio.
Oh, no, it's great. No, don't dismiss it. It was just really pretty.
Yeah.
Snow.
Yeah. Ah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Did you meet any local yokels? Any gay guys trying to take you to dinner this time around?
What are you laughing at?
We got Space with wife in the corner just laughing hysterically.
Okay, so we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, sorry, not we. We meaning me, myself, and I.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was, me and Brett. And I was very disappointed, actually, because it's a very, very old music, which I'm not accustomed to. So I went in there seeing a lot of strange bands and not knowing anybody. Oh, no.
Hey, Sailor.
How do you get that picture?
Oh, you poor thing.
You're the worst.
You should post that in the chat room. So this week, we got a lot on our plates this week. Ladies and gentlemen, guess what's back? The Strings Gang. Hey, this is Kung Fu's time to shine. She apparently knows all the crappy music
so
they play on Rock 103. Chevelle.
Jinxed.
This would be my answer to everything.
3 days grace.
I'll get it
Whatever.
Right one time. I know it. But yes, we have the return of the famed Strings Game. We're so excited. Let's see. What else? We're going to talk about the place we all like to go to called P1Site.com. And we're also going to talk about the Mikey Show. Namely, we lost some of our men today or last week on the Mikey Show. It was pretty brutal. Not only that, but I lost a lot of coworkers, and that was very sad. I didn't like it.
It was
not fun.
A Black Tuesday.
Yeah, it was. Literally, we got Obama in office, and then a bunch of people lost their jobs.
Because
awesome.
He is black.
Hey. But Obama's going to get all of their jobs back. He swears. He promises. Apparently, that's what Pepsi says because they're sponsoring the presidency. Have you seen those
really?
Commercials? It says, like, faux show. Yes, we can. It's so bad.
It's time for change, you guys.
Oh my God.
It's the funniest thing ever. Let's see. Well, how about we – I can't hear myself. Danny's doing something. Hi. Oh, I'm back in my ears. That's what she said. Well, you want to talk about a place where that's what she said gets dropped a lot? Perhaps, maybe? Would you like to talk about your favorite place, mine too? P1Site.com. Why I had the extra calm. Oh, P1Site.com, I love you. I want to date you, P1Site.com. So, it's been a busy week. Somehow, everybody gets fired. People decide to come to P1Site. Why are you raising your hand, Danny?
Because I have something to show you guys.
Oh, really?
Some changes have been made to the site.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Changes have been made to the site, people. What are they, Danny?
If you now go to the main page, the latest threads will be on the top bottom corner.
Let's see. What do you mean?
Right.
So, oh my gosh. That is so cool. Everybody, if you have a chance, go to the front page of P1.
And they rotate.
What? Oh my gosh. Danny, that is so cool. So when you get to the site, the main page, just scroll down and look, forum topics. And Danny's just put up a bunch of different pictures to go with that topics. I love it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Danny, you are so neat.
That's a good one.
The one for all red units check-in is probably the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's red from
Have you seen this thread, Asia. By the way?
Which all one? Red units check-in.
Which one? The red units?
Red units
I posted in it.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
It's the best.
It's in the random section, and it's called all red units check-in. And, well, you just put all your red stuff in there. I found one that was a beer brand called Red Rocket.
Nice.
Let's see. We got Big Red. We got Red Panda. We got
Red Sox.
Red Cross.
Oh, I got one. The old wrestler called the Red Rooster.
What?
Oh, my
gosh. Philly knows who that is.
Yeah, very nice. I also like Red Robin. Has anybody posted that one yet?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think
we need
so.
That.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's Red Dragon. Red Army. Oh, look, the red R2-D2 I found. The Hunt for Red October. And that was started by Colorado Eddie. That kid.
Hey, look.
Hey, look, it's
Space
Danny
Boy?
And his bandana t-shirt.
Whatever.
Oh, if you haven't seen Danny's little lobster bib t-shirt, it's to die for. Oh, somebody else already did Red Rocket. Dang it. But you can check that out in the random section. We also got Red from the Fraggles. Pretty smart. Pretty smart. That's one of the fantastic threads in random. We got the redheaded slut shot. It's pretty fun. So if you want to check that out, go to random and go into Red Units check-in and give us your red unit. What could it be? Another really hot topic right now is the what are you doing right now thread. I personally love that thread because I'm always so curious as to what you people are doing. That's also in the random section. And Danny had a very interesting what are you doing right now just recently.
Which one?
The MMA chick fighter from Weekend
Worrywart
came into your business.
Uh-huh.
How
do you guys remember her?
Yeah.
How did you remember her?
She recognized... I have a P1 Army sticker in the office in case any P1s ever walk in.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. Smart like that.
Mm-hmm. Was she cool?
Yeah, she was really cool.
Was she hot?
She was like... She's pretty.
Really?
Yeah, but she was like... She's definitely like a tomboy. Mm-hmm. Like she kicked my ass. No doubt.
Oh, scary.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, girls in MMA, I want all of them to be my friends. There's also where apparently Danny hacked Harold's iPhones.
Oh yeah.
How did that go?
One of them went all right. The other one we're having issues with, but whatever.
Sounds like a party. So you can
showing it off in the chat room.
So you can go ahead and jump on into what are you doing right now. We all love to see what the other's doing. Colorado Eddie is always watching psych patients. Really crazy ones. I think his stories are the best. I have to.
Yeah.
Psych ward stories?
Yeah,
no, thanks.
Little girl interrupted for your afternoon? It's hot. It's very hot. Another thread that is blowing up because the show started last Wednesday would be the Lost thread.
Yes.
So good.
Yes.
Talk about it.
I'm so glad that show is back. I'm so glad that show is back.
Hey, Spaceboy, what do you think about Lost?
I think it was awesome.
Oh, I hate you.
Yeah? So what do you think about the reveal this week?
Oh, dude, the fact that he was one of the others is just crazy.
Oh,
who was one of the others?
The guy.
What
guy?
Okay.
Hey, if you guys have to ask, you'll never know.
Ah, you jerk. But anyways, what's really cool is that every week after the show is over, Slide goes ahead and just writes a full synopsis of the show. And he has really interesting thoughts on like little theories, but the fact that he kind of just breaks it down... Because he goes to a lot of Lost forums on the internet. So he kind of posts some of the theories. I appreciate him doing that because sometimes I miss a lot of stuff.
Wow, he is so cool.
I have a theory, though. You know that lady whose nose kept bleeding throughout the episode?
Yeah.
You know what my theory is about her?
What?
She's pregnant.
Really?
Because I think she's pregnant.
I was thinking she was being affected and she's going to go crazy like the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Really? I think she might be pregnant.
Did anyone figure out who the his mom was?
No.
Yeah, it was that lady with the blonde curly hair. And see, and that I don't get because everybody's saying that that is also Locke's mom.
I don't think so.
Yeah, neither do I. Yeah. I think that's weird. So, anyway, so you can go to the Lost section. That's in the movies and TV section. Also, another really great thread in movies and TV. You might want to hand over the microphone, Danny. And I'm choking on my own saliva. The Ghostbuster quotes thread.
Yeah.
Yes. Dude.
Talk about it.
This all started from a Facebook status that Philly had put up about how there's going to be a new Ghostbusters game coming out. And so we started just quoting that movie all night. Like,
it was good.
Are you a god? Then die. What else, Philly? You got some good ones. I just put them on the spot.
Well, off the top of my head, you know, one of the funnier ones that come to mind are just she's not my girlfriend. I find her interesting as a client because she sleeps above her covers. 4 feet above her covers.
Yes.
She barks, she drools, she claws.
Another good one is like, he slimed me. That is so great, Peter. Did you get a sample?
That's great. Actual physical contact. Can you move?
Oh, my gosh. Hey! Danny, do you know any quotes from the Ghostbusters? Oh, wait, you're too young.
I don't like those movies.
What?
You're a communist.
He doesn't like fun.
Those
he
are
doesn't
awesome.
Like fun.
Oh, that's right. Danny is boycotting fun for the rest of his life.
But see, I can give Danny a pass on that because, you know, I've never really been into Lost. So anybody that ever talks to me about Lost is like so over my head.
Yeah, but
so
if you talk about Cloverfield, he'll name it like line for line.
Yes, he loves it so much.
Yes.
His favorite movie of all time. It's called Cloverfield.
Forever with the Cloverfield?
Never. Danny
forever.
Watches it in the
mm-hmm.
nude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really? In
he
the
has
nude.
Shirts
in
and bed sheets.
He's memorized the DVD.
Look out. Yeah. Danny loves Cloverfield. Is Danny playing sound effects now?
That's not going to fly.
Uh-oh.
There are now two Seans on the show.
Dude, sound effects battles.
Oh, dueling Seans.
Oh, you should see the look. You can cut the tension in this room with a knife.
Hi-ya.
No way, Jose.
With a knife. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm going to stand on my soapbox here for a minute, folks, and I'm going to make a challenge to all P1s here in this room as well in the chat room because I see all your little names in the chat room. The About Today's Show thread, ladies and gentlemen, has been a dying breed for quite a few months. That used to be the number one thread. Every day. It used to get up to like 15, 16 pages. Right, Danny?
Sure.
He's so helpful.
Sometimes more, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, people, I'm going to challenge all of you today. Write as much as you can in the About Today Show section. It's really good for anybody who's just coming on the site and is missing stuff from the show. Kind of entices them, gets them going. So,
what happens
yeah.
if you work?
Screw work. It's the P1 site. You're supposed to do everything. Danny's giving the thumbs down. Why are you giving the thumbs down? What's up?
Because they're not going to do it.
Oh, did you guys hear that?
I'm not trying to be a smartass.
Can't do it.
Did you hear
He's
that?
He's being honest.
I'm being honest.
Can't do it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Metal Dave will save the day, won't he?
Yes.
Spaceboy might even come in and write a line or two here and there.
I'll probably just peek my head and just look around and then leave.
Thanks
That's
a lot.
What everyone does.
So tell all your friends, get on the P1 site page on Facebook and go nuts. Tell everybody they need to join the site and start posting. Get it back to what it used to be, or else I'm going to start crying again, just like I did this morning.
Can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
Of course.
When's the last time you posted on the About Today show?
Today?
2 days ago when I went to the show. Or I logged in to read about the Today Show thing.
But
and the first thing I see is 300 saying, uh-oh, Quimby's in deep S.
You know,
and I logged out of the site.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of wondering, you know, I should have saw... I should have saw you in the about today show thread, you know, seeing as how you weren't at work today.
There it is.
Leave Quimby alone.
I can't take this.
And count it. Oh, yes.
Put it on the board.
You're cut off, son.
Yes.
I hate my life. So p1site.com, check it out. It's a great place to make fun of Tia Quimby.
I love it.
That's all we do in there. And I write that's awesome every other
day.
Oh,
no, he's going to cry.
Well, we do got some events coming up. Number one, P1 Boomers Night or Afternoon. I don't know.
Wait, that's an event?
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently.
It's me and Iron Man going, basically.
I'm going.
Oh.
I got my free bumper boats.
Okay.
Bumper boats.
You know you're coming with me.
It's us three.
Are you going to show up one time for that one, Quimby?
I probably can't even go.
Oh, you can go.
She's probably sleeping.
I'm poor. I don't have any money.
It's in 3 of the afternoon.
I work at Clear Channel. I don't have any money.
I have a free miniature golf. And I got the green ball, so.
Fine. Twist my arm. I'm there. And then the big thing is that Danny's combining his growth group and P1 site together for Super Bowl Sunday. Woo! Super Bowl!
Any predictions?
Freaking Fitzgerald. Well, I picked the Cardinals to take it all.
I welcome all 5 of you to my house.
Thank you.
I'll be there.
I know.
Potato and salad. I say prior to the game,
Cardinals out of dude.
I would like to hear everybody's thoughts on who's going to win the Super Bowl. Danny, talk about it. He's doing it again.
Dude.
You're not welcome on the show. Philly's cool. Finest. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. No, I should go to the sports guru of the freaking podcast. P1 Space Boy, who's going to win?
The Chargers are going all the way.
Yeah!
Yes.
Everybody go to Vegas right now and place your bets. But Danny, you're a football watcher, so what's up? Who do you think's gonna win?
Who do I think?
Yeah.
I don't think.
You don't think?
Oh, really?
See, that's
it's
clip.
Obvious, dude.
What is obvious?
Dude, Philadelphia, of course.
Philadelphia.
I wish they were in there, but they're not.
Not
you're going down.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Look at Pittsburgh. You're sitting next to.
Pittsburgh.
You're a genius.
Yes. The Eagles.
You're ridiculous.
Right, Philly?
I love you.
Yeah.
So, just hit him.
Philly's finest. Who do you think is going to win?
Okay, I said before that if the Cardinals make it to the Super Bowl, I'll quit football. So I'm
that's
already kind of screwed because I can't watch the game.
That's accurate.
So, oh, brutal.
But the Steelers better win this game and preserve football sanity. Otherwise, I quit sports.
What, you quit sports? Even baseball?
Yes.
No.
Philly's just won the world. I will quit sports.
Whatever.
No, you can't.
Whatever.
I will quit football
if
the Cardinals win. And I'll lose some money.
The Steelers are winning this game. They have the better defense, and they have a potent enough offense. So it's going to be the Steelers. And I'm over here. Thank you. Would you like me to hold it?
Yeah, hold it.
Okay. That's what she said.
And put it on the board.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. We're good. Lost my train of thought. Yeah, Steelers better defense. Arizona's got the offense, but defense wins championships. It's cliche, but it's true.
So, plug your sports blog.
I haven't written in my sports blog in a couple of days.
Never mind. Thank you, Philly. It's Kung Fu. Who do you think's gonna win?
I'm gonna go with Cardinals.
Okay.
Just to be different.
Just because they're birds.
That's you know what? I'm going with the Cardinals, too. Danny, how would you like to make a bet? One that you maybe could win. I just went straight out. I'm taking the Cardinals. You take the Steelers.
Wait, is this girls versus boys?
Yeah.
And what will happen on the next podcast? This is what's going to happen on the next podcast.
Mm-hmm.
One, me and Kung Fu will have to read typewritten statements by Danny of things about you that we would never say, and men in general. Or B, you can again talk about all the lovely things about women.
I'm down.
Handshake?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, both ladies and gentlemen. Dude. You heard it right here on the P1 podcast. We have a bet.
Okay, freaking Fitzgerald. That's better so come through.
Stupid.
Yes. Okay.
We are on.
All right, sounds good.
I kind of thought about having a bet with Ashley. I don't know if she's listening or if she's been paying attention on Facebook. But if she's out there and she's listening, if the Cardinals win the Super Bowl, I will personally come to Clear Channel with clippers in my hand, and you can shave a number 11 into the back of my head.
Wow.
Wow, that's wow. bold.
That's Date how confident it. I am in the Steelers. The Cardinals are not
but
winning
this game. But it's Pittsburgh.
You're crazy.
Dude, Pittsburgh can put their second string offense in there and they'll still win.
Opposite.
Okay. No. Well, we'll see. Yes. We'll see if history will be made tomorrow. Also, Sunday. We also have quite a young man, P1 Twitch, has put up petitions to save Sean and Zeth's job. If you have any interest in signing these petitions, there's like a million places in the Sean section, Zeth section. I can tell he's an employee. Might not work, but hey, it's worth the shot.
Because petitions always work with multi-billion-dollar companies.
They do.
It brought Family Guy back.
No, DVD sales brought Family Guy
it
back.
It brought Family Guy back.
That
wasn't a petition. It was
back.
Money.
I know.
But hey, if you want to sign, go for it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Well, now it is time. Now it is time for Kung Fu to shine over here because we suck at it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. The strings game. Woo!
It's time to play Danny's strings game. Epic fail, I've heard some say. Maybe today won't be as lame. Now it's time for Danny's strings game.
Yeah, it's Danny's strings game, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna go ahead and hand over hosting duties to our master of ceremonies, the Proctor P1 Danny!
Woo! We love you, Danny!
What's up, guys?
Hi, Danny.
Hello.
What's up?
Not much.
You!
We ready for this?
Oh, damn, dog.
You are not doing the robot.
No.
You are not doing the robot.
Superman.
UrbanDictionary.com.
Yes.
If anybody really wants to know the true meaning of Superman. So, how many do we got in this batch?
We have 13. Some of them are repeats because...
Is it a good batch, Danny?
No, it is not.
Is it a really good batch today?
No.
Come on.
Some of them are repeats because...
I'm not going to play unless there's at least one Hinder song.
No.
Or Seether.
No.
What about Blue
or
Friday?
Muse.
Yellow...
You know what? I have no melon in here by the Smashing Pumpkins.
What about Powder?
The song No Melon.
Yes.
Is there any Interpol in the house?
Oh, for
Inter-gay?
Sure.
Intergay.
Don't, but, you know, there will be in the future.
Very nice.
In the future.
Okay. Well, Danny, let's see. Let me get my scorecard ready. Talk it up. Vamp it up, Danny.
All right, dudes. So there are 13 songs. Okay. Some of these are repeats. Philly, can you see my computer? Have you already seen it? Uh-oh. All right.
Cheaters.
I know, dude. If Philly starts to get all of them, you know what's going on.
Okay.
So you're going to call me a cheater because I'm black? Is that it?
Pretty much. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing, actually.
I'm glad you figured it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I'm Very glad nice. You can read between the lines.
All right. Well, Danny, I'm ready to take score.
All right. You guys ready?
Sure. Yep. Let's do this. Song number one.
Got it. Space Boy. That's Creep by Radiohead.
Boo.
I do have one little warning for you guys.
Uh-huh.
That some of my original versions, like the second one I play, like this one.
Uh-huh.
Some of our live versions, so you hear people randomly screaming. I got them off of YouTube. What do you
okay.
want from me?
We'll forgive you.
All right, that's point one to Spacey.
Okay, we're going to pause here for a second, and we're going to do a little snippy.
Uh-huh.
Give me the input of that. I'm going to put you in one of these channels.
Okay.
Because, see, what you're doing right now is your music is combining with this microphone.
Really?
So I can't separate it.
Interesting.
So,
wow. Wow, this is going to get cut out of the podcast. You people in the chat room are lucky.
I could say all kinds of bad things about Quimby, and it'll be edited.
I do this all the time. I get my knife out from the kitchen, the one that I use to cut the bone.
leave my head alone.
Give me Tessa, Danny.
Okay.
Gay.
Turns as loud as it'll go.
Gay, that's as loud as it'll go.
Gay, gay, gay. Oh. This song makes me cry. I love it. I don't belong here.
It's a good song.
So point one to Space Boy.
Way to go.
All right.
Oh, say something, Kung Fu. I messed up your vocals.
Oh. You're done,
you're
son.
You're fired.
Give me a...
Brutal, son.
Say something.
Something. What up?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
You're going to say a sentence.
My favorite pumpkin song is Jeremy.
Actually, my favorite pumpkin song is Two Princes.
No melon, dude.
This two princes here before you. Just go ahead now. Oh, he's getting red in the face over there. Mm-hmm.
How about that song Creep by the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's good.
That one's rad.
Okay, I thought we were playing a game.
How about Rape Me by the Smashing Pumpkins? Radical.
Keep talking like that. Don't mind if I do. All right.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're back on.
Okay.
And
how
snip.
About Never There by the Smashing Pumpkins? That one goes out to my friend Boy Bonner.
Okay. So 1 point Space Boy.
That's right.
This one, I don't know if you guys will know it. Oh, no. I'm already getting laughs.
I got it, Space Boy.
Dang it!
That would be Anything, Anything by Dramarama or covered by Buck Cherry.
My God.
This song is the jam, dude.
It is very good.
What about Rat in a Cage by Metallica? Is that it?
How about Choke You Till You Pass Out by Space Boy?
That's good. Do you want to settle down.
All right.
All everybody.
Nice job, Space Boy.
Thank you.
Quibi! That is, that's Faith No More with...
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah!
Wow.
My Smashing Pumpkins, actually. Yay,
I
powder!
Oh, man. Yes! This one, I don't know. I think Quibi... I think the girls will know this one.
Quibi. This is Gwen Stefani. What you waiting for? Yeah! What's up, ale, dog? Don, I miss you. Ain't got nothing on me, dog.
What is it, tag game?
Huh?
Is it a tag game between you two?
Yeah.
Oh, Kung Fu. This is not a string, this next one.
I don't get
Hang
it.
Hang on, I'm setting up for a picture.
Oh, yeah. Ah. Do you like my bangs?
Okay. That is awkward.
My bangs are rad. I'm going to interview them later.
Okay.
They got a lot
weird.
To say.
You guys ready?
Yes.
It sounds nothing like it. Just wait.
Kung Fu.
What do you think it is?
Rick Astley.
No.
Quibi.
What?
Is it by the Crash Test Dummies?
No.
Shoot.
God Shuffled His Feet by the Crash Test Dummies.
No.
What is it?
Simon and Garfunkel. This is China Girl by David Bowie.
What's that one song in Slumdog Millionaire?
Oh, don't even start. Right here is where she's giving attention.
I don't know.
such a good one.
The music video for this song, by the way, I don't get it. Sumo wrestlers?
So Weezer is all about being random.
Yeah.
They're very cerebral.
Awesome. So hip.
All right, well, the score is still tied 2-2. Spacey and Quimby.
Do you? Dude, the faces are out. Everyone has their eyes closed. I love it.
Quimby?
Uh-huh.
Is this Incubus?
Uh-huh.
Yeah!
How did you get that?
I know, right?
I love Incubus. They're my favorite band. Except this song is really gay.
Oh, this song's awesome.
I dig my toes into the sand.
My favorite part is the sky looks like a backlight canopy with holes punched in it.
Makes you think,
with
dude.
Teeny midget fists.
Makes you think.
Makes you think he's a bad songwriter.
Leave Brandon Boyd alone. He's hot. What did he ever do to you? It's a lot hotter than powder is.
Yeah, I've seen powder
also
when
he's hot.
Also
known as... I do smoke enough pot to get Incubus. Thank you, Boy Blunder. Or I did. Back in the dizzy with my 10-footer. What's up now?
You guys ready? So yeah. What's the score? It's 3, Quimby, Space by 2.
I love weed.
Excuse me, but Pardon Me is probably the best Incubus song ever.
No.
Okay, whatever. Anyhoot, let's do this. I'm so excited.
That's Space Boy. That's Jane Says.
Dang it. I was going to get it. Jane Says. This song's live. About heroin.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes, it is.
I met Perry Farrell.
Whoa, how skinny was he?
Very skinny.
It's about like heroin?
Trippy. Yeah, it's about this girl, Jane, who's trying to meet up with her dealer.
Yeah.
Because she says, I'm going to kick tomorrow. I mean, she's going to.
Oh, what a trip. Okay. See,
yeah, I read
that
biography.
And I'm young.
It's good.
Yeah, you like it even more now, huh?
It's good.
All right, you guys ready for this next one?
Uh-huh. Whoa. That guy invented Lollapalooza.
I got it, Space Boy.
Shoot.
What is it?
I know the words.
I know.
5.
I know.
4.
I know.
3.
I know.
2.
I can't believe I beat
1.
Kung Fu.
0.
Yeah,
go
ahead.
I know.
It's Jimmy E.
There we go.
World.
That's what it is.
Isn't this your favorite band?
Yeah, she's too fast for me.
Right, because I smoke pot for breakfast.
Save that clip.
Nice and clean.
And I smell like patchouli oil. Wake and bake. I love it.
Do we have a tie game?
No.
Nope, I'm winning.
It's my juju.
I love weed.
Juju.
My juju is rubbing.
You gotta kill it the rest of the way to come back.
Hey,
dude.
Easy there, Shock Jock.
Alright, you guys ready?
Yeah. Quimby!
Oh, I got
Quimby.
It.
Quimby!
What is it?
It's Offspring, Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
That's that new one that's so awful.
Oh, I know which one. The one they play every 30 minutes on Rock.
The one that always changes station. Original
right.
Prankster?
Who got to do it?
That's right.
Point to goes to Space Boy. He got it right.
Extra point?
No.
I don't have to. We didn't have to do song title. I thought it was just at least you got the band name right.
I don't know. We never actually discussed that.
Fine. I'll give it. I'll make it a tag game. That's good.
Is it a tag game? All right.
Girl, you can totally come back. I know. I thought this
not
was
really.
All of a sudden, me and Space Boy are like all in. My favorite game of all time, Danny. This is the greatest idea you've ever
whatever.
Had. I was behind you 100%.
Stab you in the face.
I was like, the second he mentioned this game, I'm like, we're playing.
You are so good.
It's because
right now.
Quimby cursed me.
Yeah, she did. All right.
Okay. Time to play ball.
Space Boy.
Oh!
Whoa.
it's a jackass answer, but Oingo Boingo.
Yeah. Yep.
Dead Man's
Party.
Yeah, Dead Man's Party.
Dang it. Now I'm in
it. I had it.
This song's awesome.
Ah, so good. I'm smelling Sharpies, by the way. It gets me. It's my favorite.
So Quibi's up by one then?
No, it's Spacey's up by one since you gave me that point.
Oh, okay.
What the hell did I just do?
She left the room.
I did.
She did? Good.
Because she's getting pwned.
No,
yeah.
No.
All right, here's the next one.
I'm awake, I swear.
Space Boy.
Shoot!
That is it. Tears for Fears, Don't You Forget About Me. Or is it the other one?
Special Ah, Scheisser. I
always confuse those two.
Crap. Shoot, there's only two more to go. Shoot.
Do you have to get both of them to tie? Alright, let's do this.
Quibi!
Okay.
Oh.
This is Violent Femmes. Blister in the Sun.
It starts off
do
the
you
exact
know what
same
this song's
way.
About?
No. Is this like got like some drug reference to you? What is it?
I used to think
no
this
way.
Was an all chick band.
Really?
Really?
Because they're called the Violent Femmes.
You're lame.
Yeah.
Do you know how old this music is?
Oh yeah, it's 80.
As old as
it's
you.
Like 1980. It's like this is like still relevant music.
I know, it's good. Cause it's good.
Good night, Harold.
Night who got this?
Who that got was the Quimby.
Oh, you gotta get this next one.
I know,
it's
I do.
Time.
Good luck.
Quimby!
Oh, I can't believe this. Brutal.
This is Weezer, Buddy Holly. What was that?
Oh.
It's a Martian version.
Dang it.
Bye, Harold. Bye, little snakes. We love you.
I was not prepared for a tie. Uh-oh. Looks like we go to the tiebreaker.
Do we have one?
Yeah.
OMG. Don't tell me it's Man in the Box by Smashing Pumpkins. Because I'll be really mad.
That's brutal.
With fingernails that shine like diamonds.
Wow.
Cake.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love Cake. I own all their CDs.
I do not.
I do.
I have all of their CDs.
Okay. Next song. See, I'm trying to pick a song that both of you that it wouldn't favor one of you.
That will get her there.
What?
Sorry, I can't stop seeing.
How much did you pay for a piece of his guitar that he ruthlessly smashed?
What?
How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle, Danny?
Da 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 da. He's going the distance.
He's
going, for speed. He's all alone.
All alone.
All alone in his time of need. Because he's
racing
and
pacing and plotting the course.
He's fighting and blinding and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
The distance.
Best man ever.
Not all so right. Much.
Okay, here we go. Tiebreaker, 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 breaker, breaker.
You guys ready?
Breaker.
Space boy. Space boy.
What is it?
Rate me.
You're the Smash King Pumpkin. Fine, here's your hand to the head. Dan Space Boy gets a hand to the head. Congratulations, Space Boy.
The biggest upset of all time.
I came from behind. I want to graciously accept this hand.
Kung Fu didn't even make it on the board. What is that? What is that?
Do-over.
I'm so disappointed in you.
I know.
I accept this ham as being the strange champion for podcast 22.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Ah! Well, that was fun, Danny.
That was for
I'm
noobs.
I'm so glad I've supported this game forever, and I support you and everything you're about. You're the best.
Nice job, Space Boy.
Thank you, sir.
I hate to bring down the room, but it's time to talk about something. Last Tuesday, we lost some very important people to all of us. This is going to take us into the Mikey Show portion of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Seth and Sean were laid off from Clear Channel and the Mikey Show. Boo! And you know who else was let go? Which is in their worst interest. So let go of the Afternoon Drive producer, Mr. Boy Blunder. I want to die. And I was supposed to come in screaming phone calls. Missed the last day. Nightmares about that for the rest of my life. So, it's a really sad day, you guys. And before we move any further, let's have a moment of silence for our boy Seth, okay?
Hey guys, I used to be a tagger, and I got tasered. It hurt a lot.
But I'm not a master communicator.
Hey guys,
man, Seth, we miss you. I love you. Sad. And we also lost Sean, which, my God, how could this ever happen? So, instead of being sad about it, we're going to remember some of our favorite Seth and Sean moments.
I love his.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
so good.
Danny, do you have a particular favorite Sean moment? I know you do.
Yeah, it was 28 Hour Show 2004, where he was like high on methadone. And he just kept saying sound effects.
That was very. And when all the little piggies called in to make him win the first Mikey Show Idol. So good. So good.
Yeah.
Sang that one song by Culture Club, the Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? It was beautiful. Beautiful, mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. Spacey, what is your favorite Sean moment?
Probably the 2008 28 Hour Show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh yeah.
Yeah. That's me.
Poetry in motion.
That is me. That's hilarious.
Now she's making love to me. Sweetness in the ocean. Sweetness in the harmony. She blinded me with science. She blinded me with science. And fed me in geometry. Hey. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. When I'm dancing close to her, blinded me with science.
Listen to Danny doing it now. He's going crazy.
Science.
Sean is awesome.
Spell machinery.
Oh, so good. So good. Kung Fu, what's your favorite Sean moment, girl?
My favorite Sean moment has to be when he came out as a furry.
Who could forget that?
So good.
That was really
good. And it's
really
on Mikey's show. You can watch the video. Oh my goodness.
So funny. So funny. I think my
he's
favorite.
A cat.
yes,
I missed that.
I will
tell you straight up, my favorite Sean moment that makes me laugh cry to this very day was the Iron Chef episode with the ham.
Oh, that was
also
so
known
good.
As Ham Wednesday.
Ham. So good.
Ham? You mean there's pork in this ham? So good. What about Seth moments? There are some good ones.
You know,
even though we didn't talk very much, there were good Seth moments.
You know what? His moments were actually on his blog. I just really enjoyed his just random thoughts on his blog.
So true. So smart. Just
yeah.
You know, he's got it going on.
He taught us how to spell.
I quite like the day where Mike tried to line girls up on the phone to date Seth.
Well, he's too busy dating Hawaiian Tropics girls.
Oh, it looked like Amy Winehouse. Wow. Oh, I wish he was on IM right now. No.
I actually have a clip from Seth.
Oh, let's hear it. Aw, man, that was probably one of my favorites as well. Danny, in particular, Seth moment you enjoyed the most? Oh. How about the day I called in and said that there was some sexual tension between him and Ashley?
Oh, yeah.
Which started this... Aw, little sweetie. I miss my Seth. So funny. I love him. What are you showing over there?
Nothing.
What is that? Another swipe at me? That Seth could actually make it to work on time as opposed to me? Hello, P1 Podcast.
Well, howdy, guys. This is Dr. Wayne.
Hi, Dr. Wayne.
You're just sitting here talking about your favorite Seth moments.
Yes, and Dr. Wayne, what was your favorite Seth moment?
Oh, all of the moments were my favorite moments. Anytime Seth was on the air, you know, we clicked so instantly. It was so mind-moving. It was amazing. I loved every minute of having Seth on the show, and I'm kind of sad that he's gone.
Well, I hate to hear that. So where are you going to send all of his little presents there, Dr. Wayne?
Well, I guess I could hold on to him for a while, or I could probably try to go down to the station and kind of have a radio by the window, kind of like they did in... What's that one John Cusack movie?
Say Anything.
Say Anything, that's right.
Well, Dr. Wayne's not very hip. Phil, cut that.
Yes, Philly's finest. Who's doing Dr. Wayne? Can you please continue the bit?
All right, and that. And we're
done. Okay. I ruined everything.
Oh, man.
So, Katie.
Not my name. I hate you.
Mary.
That's right, it is Mary.
Shut up. I hate you all. Well, thanks for calling, Dr. Wayne. I fail at everything today, you guys. That sound that freaks me out. Every time I hear it, it makes me want to cry. It makes me want to cry.
Cry, 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 cry.
Cry, 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 cry.
Yeah, I'm the new Seth of the P1 site. Anyways, and you know what's so crappy is that they laid off everybody at Clear Channel the day that Obama goes into office. That was a pretty significant afternoon, I must say. Space Boy, you got any more clips that you want to share?
I got a couple. I got Sean talking about one of his coworkers. I have.
Oh yes, yes. Yes, can we hear that, please?
Okay, here we go.
Let him finish the list, lady. Jeez.
That's right. The safe place, Sean.
Sean. You can let us. It's like the safe tree.
Safe oh, I didn't realize. Well, let's get into it then.
Good.
Michael Erickson, you can kiss it, my friend.
Okay.
On one side and down the other.
Thank you.
Oh, don't forget the undercarriage. You can work on
it. We got it. Let's move on to okay, so Boston Rob.
Oh, my gosh. What else?
That is a far out idea.
That is a far out
idea.
Here is one where he lost his cat and he was going door to door looking for it. And the people who live next to him happened to be the problematic Asian neighbors.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I said, really, that's all he had to say? Because it sounded like he was saying a lot more.
Right.
Are you sure you don't know where the cat is?
Mm-hmm.
And the kid goes, you know, what is your guy's problem? And I go, our problem? I go, I'm just trying to find our cat. And then the father says something more, and the kid goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he says to me, he goes, every time you people lose an animal, you come to our house.
Oh, man. So he...
What?
He thinks that you're, like, doing racial profiling
like
because
it's a racial thing.
Like they ate it?
I lost an animal, so it must be at the Asian's house because they're probably frying it up.
That's brutal.
Like, no, you live next door to me.
That's exactly what I said. I said, no, we're actually going to all of our neighbors. Kid comes back to me and he goes, you know what? We haven't seen your cat, and slams the door in my face.
Oh, man.
Said that.
Damn.
At this point, now I'm really pissed off. So I pound on the door again. This time, the kid isn't there. Now it's only the dad. Oh. He opens up the door, and he starts cussing me out in, like, this horrible, broken English.
Right.
Like, using all this profanity. And I'm just standing there. I'm just staring at him.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally finishes, and I go, look, I'm just trying to find my cat. And he goes, I eat your cat. And he slams the door.
Oh, my gosh.
He's had a lot of trouble with those neighbors.
That's awesome.
With acid on the car.
Yeah.
Cooking the fish in the garage.
Ew.
Because it would stink up the house.
Ugh, nasty.
That's awesome.
Do you got any more?
Yeah. I have one where he's watching American Idol, and he's getting more involved than most of us probably do.
Yes.
When's the last time you voted?
Last night.
Oh, my. Oh, I love it so.
You voted last night?
He was really good.
Who was really good?
Chris.
You voted for Chris Daughtry.
I want to kiss him on the mouth, okay?
God, you're awesome.
Wow.
Now, is that the first time you voted?
You mean the first time I called or the second time I called?
Okay, so
you called twice last night to vote for Chris Daughtry.
He was really, really good.
Okay, two more short ones. This one is every once in a while when Sean would say inappropriate things that would interfere with Mike's delicate sensibilities, Mike would threaten a phone call. And this is how the phone calls usually went.
Yeah. That's maybe in the Philippines.
$8 an hour? I don't know.
Singapore, it's about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I don't want to know. I don't want to know
that's
how he knows.
That's
I don't want to know
it's
how he
odd,
knows.
Though, Mike.
I don't
want to
know
how
he knows.
How can we ignore it?
I don't want to know.
Okay.
I'll go into it.
No, you won't.
Seven swans a swimming.
Pause. How could he say
like
that?
Sky on pause.
I know.
When yesterday I had to call him. I had to call Sean yesterday, and he now is doing this new thing.
Oh, no.
Where when I call him to talk to him about how he was over the line, again, he pretends that he doesn't know what I'm talking about. Like, he doesn't remember the incident specifically that I mean. And then I laugh, and then he continues by, no, I really don't. And so he makes me have to explain what the incident was I was talking about.
Hold on, what are you talking about?
The phone call that I made to you yesterday about the uncomfortable incident of what you said on the air yesterday.
Phone call? Which?
This is what it's.
Hold on, this is what it's like
when I call. This is what it's like. It's so uncomfortable for me, and he revels in it.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
What is he doing? Yeah.
Called me
yes, I did.
Yesterday.
Yep, I did. And I reminded you that
and
you.
What did you say?
I said you made me uncomfortable on the air by saying something inappropriate.
Was there a specific instance?
Yes, and that's what you said. Yes, that's what you did yesterday to me when I was asking you about it, and it was uncomfortable.
I do not have a recollection.
Thank you.
Oh man, double over the top. Oh dang.
Oh, yeah. Those are some good ones. This is the last one. It is Puss Rock Evaluation.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I have not heard this.
Yes.
So for people who don't know, Puss Rock Jukebox is where men call up and sing very, very gay songs. And if they do a good job, they are rewarded by being considered gay and they win a prize.
Uh-huh.
As judged by three people on the show. Mikey. No, Eddie, Sean, and Sky.
Yeah.
And so if you do not live up to Sean's expectations, you usually get a dose of this.
Furious right now.
Oh, wow. You can see it on his face. He did not like that performance from P1 PJ at all.
We are looking for gay men.
No, well, I mean, not necessarily.
No, yes, we are. We are looking for gay homosexual individuals who love to mash mustaches.
Wait a minute. Sean.
Yes.
No.
Okay. And what we have here is the lamest straight man I have ever heard.
Wow.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
All right, PJ. Sorry, buddy. He makes me so uncomfortable.
I love it.
Sean does.
I love it.
His thing is to make me come out of my skin at least three times a day. At least three times a day, he makes me super uncomfortable.
He's working for that phone call later.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to miss Sean and Zeth, but not to be sad. One day, maybe again, we'll hear those boys back on the radio.
It was really cool today, and he was talking to Sky on Instant Messenger, and he was actually doing sound effects through IM.
Oh, my gosh.
So funny.
Well, you know, one day, maybe we'll all be back together again, just one little happy family. But, hey, remember the good times, because that's, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. Remember the good times. So, back on to some Mikey Show topics that happened over the last couple weeks.
ever.
So, there was a McRib scandal on the show.
Oh, no. Dude.
If somebody could get the barf drop right there, McRib. Gross. Oh,
icky.
I heard the chunks in my ears at that one. So somebody reported that the McRib was back at the Arrow Drive McDonald's.
It's the best day ever for Eddie.
Eddie, like, they're done with the show. Him and Mike both drive their butts over there, and no McRib.
Whoever that P1 is, he's a freaking genius.
Yeah.
But apparently, P1 called in about this, and Eddie knows about it. It's called the McRib Finder. There is a website you can go to which will list all the stores at that time carrying the McRib.
That's so gross.
Now, my question is, has anybody here tried the McRib?
Back in the day.
What does it taste like? I am freaked out.
I didn't like it.
It looks just wrong.
Tastes like horse.
It looks like it's sautéed in wrong sauce, is what I have to say. I will never touch it or eat it. I don't approve of meat shapes.
That was sautéed in wrong sauce?
Yeah. And that is sitting in a vat of just its own yuck.
Filth.
And delicious.
Ugh. Somebody posted a picture of just the plain patty on P1's site. Disgusting. If you want to check that out, it's in the random debate section. So nasty.
Be glad for the food on your plate.
I won't be glad for that one. But the McRib will be back, and I'm sure we'll be hearing all about it. They tried to get Sky to try one, and that's like trying to give, like,
Danny sushi.
Yes. Yes. It's a very good analogy. It's like trying to get Danny to eat anything that's delicious and has flavor.
It's like trying to give Caesar salad to a blunder.
Yeah. Whoa. I didn't even know that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whoa. I am lost. Are you fat? No, I'm not.
Are you fat?
Just a little on the back. Dear God. Let's see. Mikey wants chickens. What the heck is that about?
He's going crazy.
What did he say about that? Because I know that I read on his blog that Jay raises chickens in his backyard.
So when you get girls going over there?
So where does Mike plan to raise these chickens in his backyard?
Yep.
Yeah.
What does his wife have to say about it?
I don't think she's coming for it.
I think I heard part of that conversation.
I'm guessing that sounds a little something like this.
You're so funny.
So strange. So he's going to have eggs and tomatoes. So weird.
Good omelet.
Dude, strap razor blades to their feet?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up now?
It's eggs and tomatoes. He's all ready to go to a comedy club.
Yeah. Very nice.
So true.
Go watch Boston Rob or something. Let's see. What else do I have on my list of great
Mikey. Ew! I'm sorry. I'm just reading the freaking chat room right now, and Rick says he has worms. Blender has worms.
Oh, no.
Is that from the peanut butter in your beard or what? I don't get it. Anyway. I love you, Blender.
So wrong. That was by the way, that random fact, that was the name of the store from Dumb and Dumber that they wanted to open up.
Yeah, Iron Man says, I got worms.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's so funny. Let's see. There was the Goodbye to Bush song played to the sounds of Boys to Men, How Do I Say Goodbye? And it was all the men of the Mikey Show. Too funny. Did anybody else catch that?
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. men mm-hmm. to boys.
That's right. Spacey, what did you think of that song? I know you're highly critical of the song.
Oh, it's not a good idea to ask me these things.
No, but Space Boy, I really want to know what you think of this song.
I think... don't do this to me.
Yes,
you can't do
I'm
this.
I'm going to do no. this to
I'm on Team Fair. I'm on Team Honest.
Liar.
But... I could also be on Team Rude, and I could also be on Team Dick, and neither one of those teams I want to be on. So
you plead the fifth.
I'm going to...
What, was it not saying good enough, or what?
Hmm? What?
What? Did you not like the tonality?
It was very well done.
Oh, no.
Just so you guys know, I had a private conversation with Space Boy about this song.
Yeah.
And he was just talking all this ass.
Oh,
about
he is so full of it.
He could have made such a better song.
That's
it was
sure.
poorly produced.
Oh, yeah.
And how he could have come up with better lyrics.
That is completely untrue.
Choppy, choppy.
Yeah.
Space Boy is the best.
Oh, no.
The
king of
the
Space Boys doesn't like anything.
And how he should have Mikey's position.
How dare you.
And
how
it should be the Space Boy show.
And he should just be hired for sound effects for free.
And he would want Powder to be his producer.
Yeah. Yeah, because he knows Billy Corgan. Get him on for every show. He'll be the Powder
That would be
show.
The special guest every show.
And then Hyundai can be the, you know, ads.
And then Danny can read the news.
Danny doesn't know how to read.
Oh. Here we go.
But Danny's been reading
books. He's going to have, like, pictures.
I'm so proud of him.
I'm going to hit you with these flower stickies.
So, There is. I have another downer topic, which I'm sure Danny will love because
he slept in.
He slept in.
What? That's what we were talking about.
Kill me now. Just kill me now, please.
Wasn't it that you didn't wake up this morning for the show?
I didn't hear that story. What happened?
Yeah. Oh, you guys didn't hear about that?
No. Whether this morning that I get woken up by a phone call from P1 Paparazzi.
Yeah.
To which I hung up on him. Yeah. And then ran around my house from my bedroom to the bathroom screaming, F, 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 F.
No, I hadn't.
F. I was like the bartender in that movie with the Tourette's.
Now, I had a private conversation with Quimby as well today. And she was telling me how she actually did wake up in time. And she just wanted to screw the Mikey show over. And so she just went back to sleep.
I heard that too.
Yeah. And so she woke up, saw that it was like 4:30, and then went back to sleep. She's like, I'm tired. And then watched SpongeBob SquarePants, ate a bowl of cereal.
I'm drunk.
Yeah, that too. I wasn't going to say that, but thanks, Space Boy. And yeah, there you go. There you go. So there it is.
I love weed.
I want. Yeah, P1, fire me, please, Mikey. Yes, please. I don't like my job. Damn it. Okay, so let's keep the positive spin going. Corbin wrote an email because he has to explain to his daughter about death. Brutal, right? And this all started as a result of a thread on P1site.com.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's in the.
Where have you been?
Oops.
I think it's in random debates.
I must have missed.
Not sure.
That's why.
But, yeah. So, you know, I missed that as well because I was working. So, how would you guys How would you guys talk to your children about death, huh? to let him watch like Friday the 13th or something and be like, you know, it's part of life.
I know. I don't have a child, so I won't have to tell him.
Really?
Oh, wait.
That was a really bad joke.
There you go.
Really? Okay. Dumb, dumb. You know, I would probably just kill one of my children's pets just to teach them the facts of life.
I'd just kill one of my children and say, there.
Oh, I would.
This is what it's like.
They suck on that.
Yes. But I guess B-Rub had a lot of good advice. You know, I had to learn about death when I was like 29 years old. That was the first time I had to deal with it. It's not easy. Okay, but I don't want to say anything. Philly?
Like, honestly, I think the best way to do it is just be upfront and just say, hey, these things kind of happen. Like, get them on the road to realizing that life sucks.
Yeah, or let them see the Lion King, Circle of Life. Why is everybody so silent? Oh, Philly's got more to say. What?
You know, things happen. Things happen. Life is horrible. Sometimes family members die, and then, you know, other times you sleep through your alarm, but whatever.
Sometimes you fall down 5 flights of stairs. Sometimes your head gets slammed in the car door 17 times.
Sometimes you land on 5 bullets.
Yeah. Whoopsie daisy.
Well, my heart goes out to Corbin. I hope he's able to, you know, discuss that in a very fatherly way.
Dude, just get like 2 beta fish and put them in a bowl together. To
oh my god. Light.
Awesome.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
Oh man. Also on the show.
I just take the kid to a slaughterhouse.
Hey, don't interrupt me.
Oh.
Just kidding. Ha ha. What were you going to say? let's see. So.
A little late on that joke, space boy.
Yeah. I take him to the slaughterhouse and we bathe in the blood.
Yeah, a little late like I was to work this morning. Oh man.
What's going on?
Yeah. I love it.
So
you can't tell time.
She can't tell time and you can't read.
That's all right.
Quite a pair.
I fail at life. So anyways. So last week and the week before it was the Fitzgerald facts versus the Palomalu points of interest. So, what do you guys think of the Fitzgerald facts?
Love them.
I about died the other day when she said that when Fitzgerald farts in the bathtub, it's like 2 of the 3 tenors.
Oh, my goodness. He personally called her and told her that.
Yes.
I about died.
Genius, right?
Yeah. You know she didn't write that.
Now, here's my only one issue with the Palomalu points of interest. They sound an awful lot like the Chuck Norris facts. Has anybody noticed that? It's almost like he went to that webpage and just substitute Palomalu's name. Now, does Palomalu play for the Steelers or something?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
He invented the word tackle. Come on.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, space boy.
Today, something very interesting happened. I'm a very big fan of the OJs.
Yeah.
Very, very big fan. And there seems to be a void left when Sean was laid off. And somebody stepped up to the plate to fill that void. Uh-huh. And her name is Ashley. She is now double over the top OJ.
Oh, my gosh.
What'd she is hilarious.
I thought it was good.
I am to her. I'm like, you're a comedic genius. I love it. I'm all in.
Yeah. She did.
I'm getting a lot of blank stares here from Danny and Philly.
But you don't think a white woman can do a good OJ?
Especially a blonde white woman. I'd be cutting my own head off.
Oh, goodness. Let's see. Tuesday, sorry. Let's just put it out there. Last Tuesday's show was weird. Or no, it was last Wednesday's show. Last Wednesday's show. You know why?
Glad you can tell a date. Yes! Give me a rim shot. Give me a rim shot.
Oh, it's a deep burn. It's so deep.
Anyone who's on the site gets that joke.
So, it was a weird show on Wednesday. It was the day that the sound effects died. So weird.
It was.
They had to talk a lot. For sound effects. There was no random. Oh boy.
But I was doing them in my head, and I think you made a really good point. It was like when you cut off a limb and you still feel like it's there.
Yeah, I could hear them laughing.
Yeah.
Like totally. In my head. It was really weird. So no need to talk about Quimby screening phone calls and then blows it today.
But Mikey is utilizing the virtual Sean's on P1 site.
Yeah, we got some awesome.
Irony up in here.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. So
that's cool that they're available.
Yeah, we should talk about the Smashing Pumpkins and what we found out about them the other day.
Yeah, what did we find out about them?
Yeah, we found out they're going to be debuting the new song on a Hyundai commercial on the freaking Super Bowl.
Funny you mention that. I just saw that today.
Sell out.
It's called Exposure.
Sell out.
Being a smart businessman.
So, Danny, what was your favorite Smashing Pumpkins song of all time?
No Melon, dude. Of course.
What?
No Melon.
What is that song?
No Melon.
What song is
that?
It's
their number one hit, No Melon.
Is that... Are you trying to be funny?
I think he's confusing Blind Melon.
With no. No Rain?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
it's
man.
No Melon. Uh-huh. It's No Melon, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great song.
What about you, Kung Fu?
Creep.
Creep by Smashing
Pumpkins. That's a great one, too.
Yeah, it is a really good song. Or how about Zombie by the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah.
What about Thriller?
How about Rat in a Cage?
Thriller.
Rat in a Cage. Play it out.
Isn't that by Metallica?
Overrated. Despite all my rage, I'm still this rat in a cage. Genius lyrics.
I know.
Genius. Tonight. 1979.
1982.
Cool kids never had the time. We're on a backbeat. Something.
Oh.
Such an awesome song. Oh, yes. Danny California by the Smashing
Californians.
I
highly recommend everybody with
depressing sounds of
everybody
powder.
Within the sound of my voice go out and buy a copy of the Smashing Pumpkins second attempt, Siamese Dream.
Boo.
It's amazing. It was produced by Butch Vig. So millions of copies. This is one of the best songs on it called Mayonnaise.
Hey, Mayonnaise.
It's awesome.
What about mustard?
What about crushing
What
gourds?
About mayonnaise?
What about All American Lunch?
Crushing gourds.
Yes.
What about Solstice by the Smashing Pumpkins?
That's a good one.
Hey, I think you got a little bit of Billy Corgan on you, Space Boy. Just right here.
Where is
that?
I'm so depressed.
Nowhere.
I'm gonna lose all my hair. And that signed Space Boy's guitar. I am so gay.
You know how the song goes.
Yeah, I do.
So you know that song.
I'm a child of the
See,
90s.
This is the thing. You talk so much smack about Harry Potter and the Pumpkins, but you know them very well.
Yeah, I do. Abracadabra, bippity boppity boo. Ta da!
Yeah.
Kazam!
Abracadabra.
I love how you're so devoted to them in yellow. May.
I'm looking at buying like 3 more hoodies.
No. Same ones? To go along with your Juno t-shirts?
Oh, I don't wear Juno t-shirts.
Yeah, you do.
No, I do not.
Liar.
Do you see a Juno t-shirt?
Not right now.
The answer is no.
Probably in your car.
But yes. I will in 3 days. I will in 3 days. No, I have a Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness on my iPod. It's good times.
I can hook you up with the rest of their catalog if you want.
I'll take Siamese.
I highly recommend the Tower Records 1993 show in Chicago. It was amazing. It's a live acoustic. It's really, really good.
Oh my gosh, powder.
Screw the Sun Times.
Do they burn well is my question. I need some firewood this winter.
No, but they are available on archive.org in the live music section. Tons of Pumpkins concerts. Please go check it out. Add your favorites.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no. Anyway, Interpol.
Okay, Interpol, Intergay.
Yeah, yeah. Interfag.
Intergay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the no talent classless losers.
Oh,
yeah.
I hate you.
The I'm too cool for you music. What is that, college radio or something?
Shut up.
Sorry, I wouldn't insult to you, Philly's finest. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Snap. Stab her on the way up.
Interpol is gay. I guess I'm just not smart enough to get them.
Save that
your
clip.
Case.
Done and done.
Never mind. So something new on the Mikey Show, which is really rad, is that you can call in every day at 10 and sign up to be the Kia.
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 How did that go today, Quimby?
Kia.
Because, see, I actually called her yesterday, and I tried to get in, but Dark Helmet beat me in by like a second. So she said, oh, that's too bad. And I'm like, well, can I do it tomorrow? She says, yeah, call in tomorrow.
That's why I didn't show up to work. It was to purposely do that. And I hate my life. So.
What about the Ashley? Love it. What about the Ashley it's still after going off. Show?
The Ashley After Show is radical and hilarious.
I love that she picks random things for the microphone. Yes.
As the crow flies, you know?
Yeah. You know, whatever works, dude. Well, I'm out of topics. It's been a great week of stuff. And I hate my life.
And we hate you.
So, wish me luck tomorrow because I have to be at work at 7 a.m. for the Garden Compass radio show.
I'm going to be listening to that.
I don't know what AM station it's on, but if you want to know how to grow stuff, call. You want to learn how to cut grass? There you go.
I love weed.
Yeah, shut up.
She's so out. I love it.
The last two podcasts have been out. Oh, man.
When I grow up, I'm going to marry a white woman.
That just had to be thrown for no reason.
So hey, funny, I'm choking.
Hey, that's my
uvula. Oh, and then you'll dive in today. Ashley with the random body parts. Oh, my cerebrum! Oh, my inverted vertebrae V6!
No, Eddie said, oh, my knee, and then Ashley said, oh, my shin.
So funny. I love it. Oh. Well, it looks like we covered everything today, you guys. Everything. We did it all. Next week, we have a little surprise guest again, but this one is pretty huge.
I'm excited.
Boy Blunder?
Literally.
Oh, you meant like, you mean like a big star, not like physically huge. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
I want to ask him about his travels.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Save that clip for the next podcast.
I was going to make it a surprise for everybody, but...
Are you fat?
So bad.
That is hilarious.
Oh, it really is him?
Yeah,
he bring some peanut butter, dude.
Budweiser.
I want to die. Well, you guys, I better go so I'm not late to my other job tomorrow. It's been a wonderful week of the P1 podcast. You can catch us on iTunes. You can catch us on p1site.com. I had fun today, though. I love you guys. P1 Philly's finest. Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence today, sir. Next week will be the Super Bowl bet payoff.
Oh, no.
Either Danny's going down the tubes or me and Kung Fu have got a lot of...
Girls are gonna win. Girls are gonna win.
The boys are smarter.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Have yourself a great couple weeks, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.